From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Afghanistan's president says he's shocked that a huge batch of secret military documents has been leaked and released online, but he says the more than 90,000 documents contain information that has for the most part been discussed. NPR's Tom Gelton has a summary and the White House reaction.
None of the reports contains highly classified material. Still, the reports provide a disturbing ground-level view of the Afghan war. There are detailed allegations of the Pakistani government's spy agency assisting the Taliban insurgency even while receiving millions of dollars in U.S. aid. There are complaints of corruption on the Afghan side and sobering reports of the Taliban using heat-seeking shoulder-fired missiles. The White House says leaks such as this can threaten U.S. security and put the lives of Americans at risk. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.
The European Union is imposing a package of new sanctions against Iran in an effort to restrict that country's nuclear program. Iran's president says his country will react swiftly, but he doesn't say how. As NPR's Eric Westervelt reports, the sanctions mainly target the banking and energy sectors.
The sanctions put new limits on European exports of equipment and technology for exploring, producing, and refining natural gas. The sanctions also limit new European investment in major parts of the Iranian economy. There are also restrictions on sales of goods which could have military applications. The new EU restrictions come on the heels of a fourth round of UN Security Council sanctions imposed last month. Those mainly target the elite Revolutionary Guard Corps, which is estimated to control business interests amounting to about a third of Iran's economy. Eric Westervelt, NPR News.
Today, President Obama and groups across the country mark 20 years of the Americans with Disabilities Act. It requires accommodations for people living with disabilities, from curb cuts to access to workplace and education opportunities. Peggy Griffin is a civil rights officer in Cambridge, Massachusetts, with the Federal Transit Administration. She's also legally blind. Her late husband was seriously wounded in Vietnam and lived thereafter with a disability. Today, she reflects on what it was like before the ADA affected all places with public accommodations.
Going to a movie was difficult. Traveling was very difficult. There were no accessible buses at that time, or if they were there, there were very few. So it was a difficult time to do things, and you had to rely upon a car or other people to help you.
Griffin says today the situation is much better, but she says it's not perfect. She says surveillance of each new project and each new building is crucial to maintain progress for people with disabilities. Stocks are up today. The Dow Industrials up 70 points at 10,495. The Nasdaq up 20. This is NPR News. For a second day, the U.S. and South Korea are practicing war games off the Korean Peninsula's east coast. From Seoul, Dwali Zaikautau reports on the military exercises that are angering North Korea, at which the South says should send a message.
The drills in the East Sea involve 20 ships, 200 aircraft, and some 16,000 soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines. Professor So-Ki Han of Yonsei University says the maneuvers serve as a warning to Pyongyang.
What we want is we want to preclude another potential this kind of instigations. So in order to protect ourselves, we have to show our own resolution and our own capabilities to North Korea.
An international investigation concluded that North Korea attacked a South Korean warship in March, killing 46 sailors. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Seoul.
The east coast of the U.S. is picking up from violent weekend storms that toppled trees and knocked power out for hundreds of thousands of customers. Washington, D.C. area power officials say it will be days before power is restored to everyone who's lost it. Heavy rains and flooding have besieged communities in Illinois and Iowa. Stan Urban is the village manager of Westchester, Illinois, west of Chicago, and he says heavy rain there created havoc.
There were literally 4 to 10 foot of water in the streets. 8 foot deep basements are completely filled and water 2 feet deep on the first floor.
Urban says Westchester called in boats from neighboring communities and used them to take about 30 people safely away from their flooded homes. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.